glad to share God's message with you.
很高兴今天下午可以分享神的话跟你们。
May peace and blessing from our God Jesus Christ be among you.
愿主的平安祝福临到你们每个人的身上。
As you know, we are church, a 3M church. We have a multi-culture, multi-languages, and multi-generations.
你知道我们的教会是一个 3M 的教会，是个多代、多语言、多文化的教会。
Some families don't have enough opportunity to worship God together in every Sunday.
有些的家庭没有这个机会，每个星期天都来这里敬拜。
So we cherish this joint family worship time.
所以我们很珍惜这个机会。
And wish it is a good experience in our Christian life.
希望我们每个人的生命里边都可以有这个经历。
We also thanks Pastor Calvin, Pastor Mimi, Worship Team, AV Team, and Special Asia, Joint Asia Team strong support.
我们也感谢各位的同工教牧，可以一起的跟我们一起去预备这个崇拜。
基督徒的生活必须涉及三个方面。
The life of a disciple has to involve three areas.
上帝、教会和世界。
God, the church, and the world.
所以今天我们注重在这个三个方面的更新。
So today we're looking at these three levels of renewal.
第一个更新是与神的契合，我们年初有个人灵命的更新。
So the first one is the renewal with God.
第二个是信徒之间的联合，所以我们有教会之间关系的更新。
And then there's the connection between Christians, therefore we have the relationship renewal.
第三个是对世界的关注，所以从今年夏天到今年九月份，我们开始使命的更新。
And then we have the caring for the world. Therefore, because of this, for the summer until this August, we had the missional renewal.
也思考我们如何在日常生活中向万民做福音的见证。
And how we can testify the love of Christ in our daily lives.
从今天开始，九月份的每日灵修将关注在约书亚记这卷书卷里。
So from today onwards, our daily devotions focuses on the book of Joshua.
虽然这是一个历史的书卷，记载了以色列早期得地为业的光辉历史。
The book of Joshua is a history book, talks about the Israelites, how they claimed the promised land.
但今天上帝仍然借着它，把其中属灵的原则向我们来宣告。
But there are so many spiritual principles that we can learn from these stories.
副牧师给出了这个主题是征战得胜的日子。
And Pastor Fo gave us this title of the Days of Victory.
让我们看见过去以色列人如何为得地而征战，今天的基督徒要和我们的罪与老我征战。
So we saw how the Israelites fought in the battle, and today, as Christians, we are fighting the spiritual battles also.
过去以色列人如何遵循神的话语、律法得胜，今天我们也靠着圣灵在我们中间的引导，我们可以得胜有余。
In the past, how the Israelites has followed the law to claim victory. Today, we follow the laws of the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us.
不过谈到战争，我们也不是很陌生，不是因为我们经历了战争，而是我们透过一些新闻，透过一些电视、电影，我们得到一些经验。
Well, today when we talk about war, maybe it would be quite familiar, not because we have experienced it, but maybe through the media we learned about it.
通常我们所知道的一个战争是需要有一些全民的总动员，需要有一些各方面的准备，需要征战得胜，需要立碑纪念。
And you know that in every battle there is the mobilization, there's the preparation and equipment of war, and also the establishing the monument after the war.
这些所有的过程都在约书亚记向我们呈现出来。
And these factors are all shown in the book of Joshua.
而且在这个月本月的系列讲道中间，我们也将这些属灵的原则和大家共同来分享。
And even in this sermon series this month, we will be sharing these principles with you.
今天我们的经文是约书亚记一章一到九节。
Today the scripture that we have taken is Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 to 9.
请大家聆听神的话语。
Let's hear the word of God.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列的人地去，凡你脚掌所踏之地。”我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到幼发拉底大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在， 也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。这段经文的描述让我们很容易抓到一个重点。
In this passage, there is a very strong point there.
就是上帝三次重复，你要刚强壮胆。
It is what God has repeatedly said three times, be strong and courageous.
并且上帝也用三个依据来支持他的观点。
And God used three points to support his view on this.
第一个观点我们从第六节就可以看到。
The first one is from verse 6, we can see that.
我们给他一个题目，就是承担应许的使命，需要我们刚强壮胆。
And the title that I've given it is Bearing the Promised Mission Requires Us to Be Strong and Courageous.
承担使命是需要有责任心的领袖。
How do you bear the promised mission?
上帝创造人的时候，就首先要求他们工作，治理这地就是给人有承担。
When God first made man, he asked us to reign over the earth, and that is the commitment, the promise that we need to have.
所以今天我们每一个人都有不同的身份，要承担不同的责任。
So because of that, we have all different missions in our lives.
例如父母在职场要为公司尽力，在家中则要担起抚养未成年孩子的责任。
As parents, we have our job to do during the day in our workplace, and at home, we need to take care of our kids.
但由于罪的影响，我们的人的责任心会越来越小，越来越自私。
But because of the impact of sin, our sense of responsibility keeps decreasing, and we become more and more selfish.
也不是有责任心的人都能够承担真正的重要的历史使命。
Not every person who has a sense of responsibility is willing to take on that missional call.
特别是为了群体的利益，唯独人类面临到一个生存存亡的关键时刻，才会有人愿意甘于奉献，挺身而出。
And usually it's when there's the need for the benefit for the whole where people will consider sacrificing themselves.
电影《独立日》是一个描述一个外星人要毁灭地球的一个虚构的故事。
The movie Independence Day talks about the extraterrestrial coming in to attack the Earth.
虽然是个虚构，但是最后的那个总决战前的战啊，就是这个战前的动员还是非常激动人心的。
Although this is a fictional story, but at the end of the story, how everybody is being mobilized to go on this battle, it really touches many people.
我们现在请 AV 同工给我们放第一个录像。
Let's take a look at the movie.
Good morning. Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world.And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July.And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday.But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
这段录像呢，给承担使命需要我们钢枪壮胆这个观点，或许是一个很好的注释。
Maybe this clip showed very clearly to us how we need to bear responsibilities to be strong and courageous.
但也并不完全全面，因为我们人类无法知道未来是如何。
But then maybe it doesn't tell us all because as a human being we cannot see really foretell the future.
只有神掌管过去、现在和未来。
Only God can know the yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
所以真正能够承受使命的人应当是认识神，才能在关键的时刻回应神的呼召。
So to be a missional person, you really need to know God. Otherwise, how can you tell what to do and what not to?
约书亚首先就是一个有责任心的人。
Joshua is a man of responsibility.
摩西选他为助手的时候，他还未成年，大概十九岁。
When Moses first chose him as the associate, he was about 19 years old.
出埃及记里说，在西乃山的时候，除了摩西跟神最靠近的话，他是另外一个人。
The book of Exodus tells us that apart from Moses, who is so close to God, he is the second person.
摩西在山上等了多日，迟迟不归。
Moses was up in the mountain seeing God, and he has not come down for a long time.
他却能够耐心地等候，这与山下的以色列人因为等不到摩西的回归而擅自做了金牛犊，这是一个何等大的对比。
When everyone else was not waiting, could not wait anymore, and they were even worshiping the golden calf, Joshua was the one who waited patiently.
不但如此，他还认识神。
Not just only that, he really knows God.
所以当其他十个探子从迦南回来报恶信的时候，
So when the other 10 spies who came back from Canaan to report on the land,
只有他和迦勒撕裂衣服对会众说，
Only him and Caleb would say to the crowd,
耶和华必喜若喜悦我们，必将把我们领到那迦南美地，把地赐给我们。
The Lord will help us. He is the one who gives us that land of milk and honey.
上帝既看重有责任心的人，又看重亲近他的人。
The Lord looks for those people who are willing to bear responsibilities, but also those who want to draw close to Him.
所以我们回到约书亚记第一章第二节那里说，现在你要起来。和百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
So back to Joshua chapter 1 verse 2, it says, Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to you.
在圣经中，希伯来文的起来这个词，往往是和承接使命、完成任务有关系的。
In the book of, in the Hebrew language, the word therefore arise often has to do with completing a mission call.
所以约书亚五十九岁的时候起来接替了摩西的领导责任，直到他一百一十岁离开世界。
Therefore, Joshua, at the age of 59, he arised and he took over the position of Moses and led the people until the year of 110 years old.
在他的后半生里，他带领以色列人进入迦南，并且完成定居该地的任务。
He led the Israelites into the land and claimed the promised land.
神不仅让约书亚起来带领，而且对他有应许，必然成功。
Not only did God help Joshua to arise, but he also gave him the promise which he can claim.
所以圣经上接着说，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许他们的地。
Therefore, the word said is that because you have, I've given you every place where you set foot as I promised Moses.
必使这个词含着的是应许。
The word that it says must cause in verse 6
就是还没有行动，结果已经有了。
It means that because it has not happened yet, the result has already been designated.
上帝岂是应许这事就必然成功？
When God promised something, it definitely will be done.
所以约书亚，你要刚强壮胆。
Therefore, Joshua, be strong and courageous.
你必须要采取行动，不要再为摩西的死再哀哭了。
You need to get up and take action and not be mourning over Moses' death.
起来带领第二代以色列人渡过约旦河进入迦美之地。
To arise and take the second generation of the Israelites to cross the Jordan to claim the land.
所以责任心是要从小培养，从小事培养。
Therefore, that sense of commitment needs to be equipped and grown from a very young age.
作为我们教会的每一个基督徒的家庭，我们需要给孩子培养责任心的机会。
As Christian parents, we need to help our children develop a sense of commitment from the young.
在家中要做一些力所能及的家务活动。
And at home, we need to give them some chores to do.
教育他们学习自我管理自己的时间。
to teach them how to do self-management of time and their resources,
也可以管理自己的每一日的生活。
And to help themselves be independent on their own lives.
比如每天早晨你可以自己按时起床。
So for example, they can get up on their own.
大一点的孩子你也可以自己预备午餐。
And maybe for the older kids, you can prepare your own lunch.
你可以控制自己娱乐的时间。
You can focus on when to do entertainment and when to go on computer games.
不但如此，父母还要把孩子带到教会。
And also the parents need to bring their children to the church.
要让他们从小学习认识神。
To let them from a young age get to know God.
以至于将来上帝呼召的时候，他们就可以起来承受上帝的使命。
So that when the call of God comes upon them, they will arise.
承担使命是需要我们刚强壮胆。
To bear the promised mission requires us to be strong and courageous.
但是遵守圣经的律法可以帮助我们刚强壮胆。
And to follow the laws of the scripture will help us to be strong and courageous.
我们的孩子大部分常常已经来教会很多年。
Many of our children have been in church for a number of years.
对以色列人过约旦河攻占耶利哥城都耳熟能详。
To incidents such as the crossing the River Jordan, the fall of the Jericho Wall, they know about these stories all the time.
不知道大家有没有疑问，为什么渡河不准备大船，攻城不准备梯子呢？
But have you ever thought how come when they cross over the Jordan, there's no boat, and when they go the fall of Jericho Wall, there's no ladders to help them climb over?
那上帝的命令是不是很可笑呢？渡船的时候让以色列自洁，攻城的时候让大家围着城墙转七圈。
Are the instructions of God sometimes weird at times?
难道约书亚和以色列人不怀疑上帝的命令吗？
Why wouldn't the Israelites doubt the way that God commands them to do?
但圣经上虽然没有讲，但是圣经告诉我们以色列人是按照上帝的命令去做的。
Well, the scripture didn't say explicitly, but it actually implies that these people follow the instructions of God.
所以神迹就出现，过约旦河如走平地，高大的耶利哥城墙轰然就倒塌。
And because of that, miracles happened when they crossed over the Jordan. It was like walking on dry land.
所以这里一章七到八节说，只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Therefore, in verse 7 and 8, it says, Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
那这里又出现一个问题。
And there's a problem here now.
为什么要遵守摩西的律法呢？才能够凡事顺利。
Well, why do we have to follow the laws of Moses to be successful?
如果严格的遵守律法是为了培养一个顺服的心，那什么方法都可以啊。
Well, if we just want to develop a heart of obedience and follow anything should do.
因为我们从小就被教导要在学校听老师的话。
Because from a young age, I know that I have to follow what the teacher says.
在家里听家长的话。
And follow what my parents said.
所以如果说单纯的只是培养一个顺服的习惯还不足够。
So if just because we want to develop an obedient person, that's not good enough.
我们就要回到第三节和第四节的经文。
Let's go back to verse 3 and 4.
那里说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
There it says in verse 3, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses.
摩西的律法，摩西的话，都是同样记载在圣经上的。
The commandments of Moses...The words of Moses are all recorded in Scripture.
这样说来，摩西的律法中间就包含着上帝的应许。
Therefore, the law actually include the promises of God.
生命记告诉我们，神给我们的应许有很多，遍及生活的每个方面。
The book of Deuteronomy tells us that whatever God gives us in His promise, He will complete it.
但是在约书亚记里，应许就是得着土地。
In the book of Joshua,What the promise is the land, the promised land.
从旷野到这黎巴嫩，直到幼发拉底河，赫人的全地，又在大海日落之处，都要做你的疆界。这就是上帝应许的土地。
From the territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. That is the promise of God.
那所以我们可以看到，应许和律法是息息相关的，一手两面。
So we see the connection between the law and the promise. It's two sides of the same coin.
新约约翰福音一章十七节说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督而来的。
In the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这句话不是让律法和恩典对立。
This is not about the law versus grace.
因为两者都是出于神，只是由不同的人颁布出来。
Because both actually came from the same God.
旧约和新约从来不对立，表达的信息一定是相同的。
The Old and the New Testament are never against one another.
按照应许成为神的子民，就要遵守律法。
According to the promise to become God's people, we need to follow the law.
谨守律法就可以在应许之地活出丰盛的人生。
To follow God's commandments, that we are able to be successful in the promised land God gave us.
所以请大家记住，应许和律法之间的关系是这样。
So let us remember the connection between the law, the commandment, and the promise.
按照应许成为上帝的子民，就要遵守律法。
According to the promise, we become the people of God, and we have to follow the commandments.
遵守律法就可以在应许之地活出丰盛的人生。
To follow the commandments, and we are able to have that prosperity in the promised land.
以前以色列人这样做，今天我们基督徒也要这样做。
In the past, the Israelites have done that. Today, we do the same.
那我们怎么样可以遵守上帝的律法呢？
So how do we follow the commandments of God?
实际上，这段经文也讲得非常清楚。
And this passage tells us very clearly.
就是第一，行动不要偏离律法的要求。
The thing is, the action that you take cannot depart from the law.
律法的教导要常常在我们的口中。
The teachings of God needs to be in our heart all the time.
并且个人的心里要昼夜的思想上帝的律法。
We need to reflect and meditate on the words of God day and night.
一个基督徒的家庭，
A Christian family,
被神恩召成为神的子民。
To be called to be God's people,
要在神的话语中活出分别为圣的生活来。
We need to have that sanctified life.
所以家庭的祭坛是非常的重要。
Therefore, family altar is very important.
一家人可以共同学习神的话语。
One family as one unit to learn about the word of God.
彼此监督。
To encourage one another.
我们在地上的日子就能昌盛。
And the days of our lives will be long and prosperous.
关系就融合，家庭就和睦。
And that relationship will be good, and the family will be strong.
举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
以弗所书六章告诉我们如何父母和儿女的关系。
The book of Ephesians chapter 1 tells us the relationship between parents and children.
他说你们做儿女的要在主内听从父母的，这是理所应当的。
There it says, oh, children obey your parents, for this is right.
所以今天做父母的带我们孩子来到教会里边，是培养我们孩子敬虔的生活。
So for the parents to bring the children to the church to learn about God's word, it's to help them to be worshipful and holy before God.
所以孩子们，你要欢欢喜喜的来，因为这没有没带你到教会认识神，没有比其他礼物更宝贵的。
So kids, you need to be happy as your parents bring you over to church because there's not even a greater gift that they can give you.
做父母呢，你们不要惹儿女的气。
And as parents, don't make your kids.
所以不要总是说、啊、你看看邻居的儿子、啊、考上了重点中学，考上了 IB。
And you look at your neighbor's kids and you tell them, oh, look at him, he got into the IB school.
你只是一个普通的中学，将来考不上好的大学，没有出息。
And you went to this school that sucks and you never get a good school university.
所以圣经说你不要这么说，只要按照主的教训和警戒来养育孩子。
So the Bible says, don't say it that to them. You have to encourage them.
我们要有信心，上帝是为我们的孩子负责的。
We need to understand and have the faith that God will take responsibility for our children.
而且上帝赐给他们的未来也是最好的。
And the future that God gives them is the best.
重要的是要说三遍。
Good things need to be repeated three times.
因为人很容易忘记。
Because we tend to forget.
于是上帝在第九节对约书亚第三次说刚强壮胆。
And then in verse 9, the Lord says the third time, to be strong and courageous.
这一次的理由是非常的有力。他说，你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
And this time the reason for him to say that is because it says, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
所以我们看到的第三个刚强壮胆的观点是，体验上帝的同在。确保我们刚强壮胆。
Therefore, the third point is experiencing the presence of God ensures us to be strong and courageous.
那神的同在，首先是你要在旁边的观察见证，然后才有个人的亲身经历。
Well, to experience the presence of God, you need to look at other testimonies and then experience it on your own.
约书亚在旷野四十年与摩西是形影不离。
Joshua was in the wilderness for 40 years together with Moses.
也看到了神同在的每一个祝福。
He saw the testimony of Moses and how God was with him in every single step.
但这还不够。
But that's not enough.
因为最后神借着摩西按手在他身上，神的灵就在他的身上显现。
But at the end, Moses imparted the Spirit of God onto Joshua, and he received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天读的第五节那里说，神亲自对他说，我怎样与摩西同在，也同样与你同在。
That's why in verse 5 it says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
所以约书亚记开篇就宣告，这个神是要与约书亚同在，与他的得地分地进迦南同在。
Therefore, right at the beginning of this Joshua chapter 1, the Lord declares that he will be with Joshua.
所以在九月份我们读完了约书亚记之后，我们会发现上帝确实按照他的应许实现了。
Therefore, and as we continue to read the book of Joshua in September, we know that God is definitely with us.
所以难怪约书亚到晚年的时候在神的恩典中宣告。
Therefore, at the end, when Joshua was old, he was still able to declare,
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
基督徒常常会忽略神的同在。
We always neglect the presence of God with us.
我们祷告通常是这样的。
When we pray, we usually go like this.
主啊，求你与我同在，让我顺利地通过面试，好得到这份好工作。
Oh Lord, may your presence be with me as I go through this interview and get this good job.
主啊，求你和我的亲人同在，可以使他的手术成功。
Oh Lord, may your presence be with my family member so that the surgery goes well.
我们把神的同在降了一格。
We actually reduce the level of God's presence one notch.
放在了我们所求的东西的后边。
We reduce it to whatever we ask for behind it.
这就是一个大大的错误，因为如果作为基督徒，最大的祝福是将来进入永恒。
And that's wrong, because if for us, the best thing we can actually have is to enter into eternity.
终极的意义就是我们和永生的神同在。
Therefore, the end goal is for us to be with the presence of the Lord.
所以今天我们祈求的最大的一件事情就是神按照他的应许，今天就和我们同在。
So the thing that we should ask for is, according to his rich promise, that his presence will be with us.
可以过，让我们过上在地如同在天的生活。
So that our lives here is on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们的祷告放在了上帝的同在的身上，
and let our prayers be put on the presence of God.
我们就不会被周围的困难征战所压倒。
And we will not be subdued by the difficulties of our daily lives.
那心里的力量也会刚强起来，甚至死亡也不在话下。
And even our hearts will become strong and courageous and not even afraid of death.
下面我们还要放另外一个录像。
I also have another video clip for you.
这个电影是荣耀的那一个片段。
It's from the movie called Glory.
讲述的是美国南北战争的一段历史。
It's about the history of a historical moment when there was a civil war in the States.
这一个战前动员的不是总统，也不是总司令。
The one who's mobilizing is not the general nor the president.
只不过是一般的战士。
It was one of the soldiers.
但是他们发自内心的呼喊，却吹响了胜利的号角。
But the cries they had from their heart sound the victorious bell.
让我们来看这段录像。
Let's take a look.
Tomorrow.We go into battle.
All right.
So, Lordy, let me fight with the rifle in one hand and good book in the other. That if I should die at the muzzle of the rifle, die on water or on land, I may know that you.Blessed Jesus Almighty are with me.
We see you.
We see you.
And I have no fear. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Lord.We stand before you this evening to say thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father, for your grace and your many blessings. Now, I run off and left all my youngins and my kinfolk in bondage. So I'm standing here this evening, Heavenly Father, to ask your blessings on all of us.
Amen.
So that...If tomorrow is our great getting up morning,
Amen.
If tomorrow we have to meet the judgment day,
Paul?
Heavenly Father, we want you to let our folks know that we died facing the enemy. We want them to know that we went down standing up.
Yes, Lord.
Amongst those that are fighting against our oppression. We want them to know, Heavenly Father, that we died for freedom.
Amen.
We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
No exciting words.
但是这样简简单单在主里的祷告, 让我们在得胜中间可以有确据的把握。
But in the midst of very simple prayers, there was that cry out to God for victory.
所以基督徒的父母们, 我们需要向孩子见证上帝与我们同在的故事。
So as parents, we need to teach our children about the battle stories from the Lord.
千万不要说神没有与我们同在。
Do not say, God, oh, God is not with us.
Because
in every detail, there is the track of blessings from God.
Let our
kids, even from a young age, be able to see that God is with us.
也要常常为他们祷告, 让他们将来长大的时候可以亲身经历上帝的同在。
You need to pray for them so that when they grow up, that they will be able to experience the presence of God.
这就是我们今天 联合聚会和孩子家庭一同联合聚会的道理。
That is one of the key factors of why we have the family day.
这才是作为一个敬虔的父母给孩子要做的那最大的事儿。
This is what the parents should be able to do before God.
最后我要用一个西安儿童之家短宣的故事来做结束。
At the end, let me share with you a story I had about the Xi'an orphanage.
今年七月的最后两周，我们有一个短宣团队到了西安的一个儿童之家，就是一个孤儿院。The
last 2 weeks of July, we had a peace mission sending a team to the Xi'an orphanage.
那这次呢，主要是以国语堂为主，然后粤语堂和英文堂来帮助我们。And
this mission was actually involved mostly Mandarin brothers and sisters, assisted by people from the Cantonese and English congregation.
所以在我们的中间有九位大人和孩子。
So we had 9 adults and kids.
在这个短宣中间，我们面临了很多的困难。
In this peace mission, we had a lot of difficulties.
我们可以把它说成是征战。
I can say it as battle.
原因是第一，我们和院方管理层是第一次接触。
The first thing is because it's the first time for us to communicate with the management of the FAR in China.
第二是我们和失去父母的孩子也是第一次接触。
And it's also the first time we actually meet these kids who have no parents.
我们大多数团员是第一次短宣。
Many of us are the first time going on peace mission.
几乎所有的团员都没有在YLD工作的经历。
And most of them had no experience dealing with kids.
当地40度的高温, 教室和gym里边都没有空调。
It was 40 degrees and there was no AC.
所以第一天工作下来, 孩子们不听管理，每个人的需要得不到满足，所以老师们可以说是精疲力尽。So
the first day, the kids were not being obedient, they did not get what they want, and the teachers were very tired.
那到了第二天工作结束的时候，孩子们心里的苦毒日益的显露出来。So
at the end of the second day, the kids were really expressing their bitterness and anger to us.
在这种压力下，甚至暴露了我们短宣队员心中的血气和不信。
And because of that, it also reflected on the way we rely on our own strength to handle all these situations.
这是一场属灵的征战，那我们怎么办呢？
It was clearly a spiritual battle. So what do we do?
所以我们每天早晨晚上都有两次的集中，一起来灵修。
So what we did was every morning and every evening, we would get together to huddle, to pray together.
我们就紧紧抓住上帝的应许和话语。
We held on to the promise and the word of God.
我们也抓住圣灵应许与我们同在。
We held onto that promise that the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以到了第三天就有一个很关键的转折。So
until the third day, there was a key turning point.
之后我们就看见每个人都在改变。And
we saw how everybody was changing.
我们短宣工作就开始出现了果效。And
we start to see the fruits of the peace mission.
我举一个例子。Let
me give you an example.
我们这次下午去给孩子的活动有一个就是我们以西结常用的 Awana的这个游戏。
So one of the events that we have in the afternoon is we play a game that we used to always play in the Awana that we have.
这是一个新的亮点，孩子们以前从来没有涉及过。
Well, to the kids over there, it's a new game and they never experienced that before.
后来他们就非常非常的喜欢。
And I didn't start liking that game.
甚至游戏中间的比赛有非常激烈的这种竞赛。
To the point where they had very huge, fierce competition between the teams.
有印象很深，有一次的比赛，四个队，我们在旁边的裁判无法看出谁第一，谁第二。
Well, in one of those competitions, as the adjudicators, we cannot tell who was the first, who was the second.
当然，我们也有经验，所以我们已经拍了录像。
So of course we had experience, so actually we took a video of it.
只不过当时我拍的录像，我不知道摁了什么键，就变成了一个快捷键。
So I don't know what I did to that, press the wrong button or whatever. Whatever the video I took, it became fast forward.
所以当裁判查看这个结果的时候，他比孩子们动作还快。
So it was very, very quick.
于是大家就没有主张。
So we cannot tell the difference who's first or second.
但是后来圣灵的工作让我们做总裁判的一个姐妹。
And then the Holy Spirit fell upon one of the sisters who was the head judge.
她就起来对孩子们说。
And then she stood up and she said to the kids.
我们这次夏令营的主题是什么呀？
What is the theme of our summer camp this year?
是盼望。
It's hope.
叔叔阿姨不远万里来到这里办夏令营，为的是要你们建立好的品格。
Aunties and uncles, we come all the way here to do the summer camp is to help you guys have develop good characters.
成为将来一个有用的人。
So that when you become older, you become a useful person.
所以今天请你们诚实地说出谁是第一名，谁是第二名。
So I want you guys to very honestly let each one know who is really first or second or third.
你知道本来孩子是互相在争吵，互相在说我是第一，他是第一，都在争这一个。
You know the kids were all actually arguing with one another that they keep saying I am the first and they say I am the first. They were competing against each other.
所以当我们姐妹说这话的时候，孩子们完全安静下来。
So when the sisters said that those words.All the kids became quiet.
实际上他们心明眼亮，他们知道谁第一谁第二。
Actually, they have sharp eyes. They knew who was really first or second or third.
所以他们就当时就诚实地把名次给排了出来。
And then because of that, they honestly declared who was the winning team.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活中一定有属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily lives, there are spiritual battles.
特别当我们奉主的名来过基督徒的生活的时候。
Especially when we live our lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
不管是我们的社会生活还是我们的教会生活。
Whether it's our daily lives in the society or in the church.
魔鬼撒旦的工作是很强的。
The works of the enemy is very strong.
我们自我中间的罪性和老我也会常常显现的。
And the sinful nature in us, the selfishness in us is very strong.
当我们没有能力去参加这场战斗的时候。
When we have no strength to participate in this battle.
我们就盼望上帝透过约书亚记这三个刚强壮胆，让我们看到我们将来的方向。
I pray that through the book of Joshua, chapter 1, we see how God wants us to be strong and courageous.
所以后来希伯来书在十三章六节那里说。
Therefore, actually, later on in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, there it says.
我们可以满怀勇气地说，主是帮助我们的，我就不惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
So therefore we can say with confidence that the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
所以神的应许、神的律法、神的同在，这个三个上帝说的保障是神的恩典。
Therefore, the promises of God, the commandments of God, and the presence of God are the three precious things that we can hang on to.
靠着主的恩典，征战必得胜。
According to the grace of God, our victory is won.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你今天与我们每一位说话。
Oh Lord, come and speak to everyone that's here.
求你把你应许的使命交给我们。
May the mission that you've given each of us come and touch us this afternoon.
也把救赎的恩典和命令传给我们。
May the grace of the salvation and the laws of your commandments come upon us.
更把你随时随处的同在与我们同在。
And may your presence come and fill us right now.
在艰难的战斗，我们也不惧怕。
Even in the fierce battles, we are not afraid.
今天是美国为休斯顿水灾特别设立的祷告日。
Today is the prayer day that the U.S. has established to pray for the Houston floods.
让我们与美国所有的基督徒站在一起。
So we stand together with all the Christians in the United States of America.
一同同心的祷告。
And we cry out to you, O Lord.
成为基督的精兵
to be soldiers of God,
成为在这个黑暗世界的见证的明灯
to testify, to be your light in this dark world.
胜利属于上帝
the victory belongs to God.
胜利也属于我们
the victory belongs to us.
奉耶稣基督的名求
in Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.